Hi, I'm David Hankins.
And I'm Paul Hankins.
And you're on the air with Power Squared. This week, we thought we'd do something a little different. Since we're trying to do behind the scenes of doing a comic book, we actually go way behind the scenes. We're actually going to be reviewing some artwork that we got from issue 13 this week from Rachel.
Yeah.
She sent us inked pages, but JPEGs before she sends us the TIFFs, which is part of the process we go through.
Yes.
And we thought it would be kind of interesting to maybe record us going through those and just to sort of give you an idea of what we go through to approve pages.
Yeah. Now we know we're going to be looking at something visual, so we're going to be kind of describing what's going on.
Yeah. We're going to go, oh, that looks good. That looks good. Okay. Next page.
This room's nice. Yeah. This room's nice too.
So we're going to try our best to describe what we're seeing without going, I guess, into giving away the story too much. But that would be the idea of we'll try to describe it. And we're going to be looking at the script versus the pages she sends to kind of make sure they match up.
Yeah. Okay. So without further ado,
right.
I have the script right here and the pages right here.
Okay. So this is page 9 we're starting with.
Yeah.
And basically we have Eli sneaking into a classroom.
Yeah.
And drawing on the board. And what he's drawing is the Napoleon Theorem.
Yeah.
To summon, I guess, Professor Theorem.
Yeah.
Who we've introduced in issue number 8.
Yeah.
Which is out and available, so you can read along. But that's so he's calling her into the classroom, and they're having a conversation.
Yeah,
basically.
Okay, so what do you think about?
It's very similar to what we saw as far as the pencils go. I mean, it is pretty much what we saw with the pencils.
Yeah,
it was fine. We had asked for a slight alteration to a couple of the panels, which she seemed to have made.
Yeah.
I won't go into details about that, but it looks good.
Should we move on to the next page?
Let's move on.
All right.
So page 10, as it with our very wordy book, is more conversation. The two of them are talking about a situation that Eli's having with Marty.
Yeah.
And trying to get her help and advice because it does involve Dr. Atlas.
Yeah.
So, again, it's a lot of conversation, and then a little bit of action at the end when so they're in an empty classroom trying to have some privacy, and suddenly the door is opening.
Yeah.
So again, it's what we were looking for.
Yeah.
Again, very similar to what the pencils were, and we didn't have any issues with this page when we saw it the first time.
No.
So, you ready to move on?
Yeah.
All right.
These changes are more minor, so we're not getting as much commentary here.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's not a lot of changes. We asked for a couple of things on that first page, and I think we asked for some stuff on page 12.
Yeah.
But the other stuff in between. So what's happening now is because someone's entered the room, Professor Theorem has gone back through the Napoleon Theorem.
Yeah.
Which Eli has drawn on a whiteboard in the classroom.
Yeah.
So she's gone back through because somebody has entered, a professor whose classroom it is, has entered the room.
Right. So this, we wanted that.
Yeah, we asked for a little change in the, the perspective of the professor.
Yeah, the position.
Yeah, positioning, there you go. And it was... before it was sort of like you were seeing the back, and then his head was sort of turned,
like 90
degrees.
Yeah.
So we asked her to sort of alter the body a little bit, which she did.
Yeah.
So it looks good. And then we see Eli is erasing the whiteboard, and then we cut to Marty and his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Walking through the campus. And we start to see other people are noticing the two of them.
Yeah.
And in the story, people are starting to accuse. They remember Marty is doing something to them.
Yeah.
And that builds on the next page.
Do we just go to that then?
Let's go to that.
All right.
Which we're now up to page 12. See, we're halfway through this already. One of the changes we'd asked for was the sort of the group of people finding something that Marty's done wrong grows,
yeah,
builds. And we had sort of the idea for, if you've seen the film, the Buster Keaton film, Seven Chances,
yeah,
where he has to get married by 7 o'clock at night, and he's going to inherit a bunch of money, and all these women find out about it, so all these brides show up to marry him, right?
Yeah.
And soon they're chasing him through the streets, and there was a shot from that that we used as sort of the example of a panel that we wanted, where suddenly all these students are chasing after Marty.
Yeah. So originally there was another panel, like, right next to it, but I gave the suggestion.
Right.
That if we wanted to capture the scale of it, we can make that bigger and then rearrange the panel next to it.
Right.
I had one idea for it, and I guess another one as well. And that second idea, which is kind of a circle inlay,
right,
is what got here, and I think it turned out pretty well.
Yeah, and so, yeah, again, Rachel was able to, I think, save a lot of the artwork that she had done and just move it around a little bit, I believe.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it is kind of what we were looking for. I mean, it is what we're looking for. And yeah, it does sort of, I think the circle inlay, and especially she has him sort of sticking out a little beyond the border, is a nice touch.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now they're being chased through the campus.
Yeah.
Right.
So it continues into page 13.
Right. And so now... the girl works, is the editor of the newspaper, which is how they meet.
Yeah.
And they run into the journalism building at school and hide in her office.
Yeah.
And then we see the people running by them because they, you know, have lost them in the building. So we see a bunch of people running by, and then suddenly they kind of feel like maybe they're, you know, whoops, we managed to get past that.
Yeah.
He seems a little relieved and wonders why they're chasing him. Right?
Yeah.
I'm sort of going on memory of what the story says. So, yeah, there's it's a nice bit of action, kind of something different for our book. No. So it's not necessarily a wordy page for a change.
Yeah.
More action going on. So.
And I think we... Did we ask her to adjust something in the pencil?
Yes, we did. And I think
wasn't it, like, just the size of things.
No, I think it was possibly somebody running by.
Right.
And I think she's made the changes we were looking for.
Yeah.
So I think it's fine.
Yeah.
So let's move on to page 14. So, right. So now we're back to what we do best, conversations going on. Marty is sort of wondering what's going on and thinking that somebody is pretending to be him on campus. And, of course, the girl's suggestion is that it's Eli that's doing this to him.
Right.
And that's what's going on. They're having a conversation, and she's trying to convince him that, you know, Eli doesn't like me. And though he's trying to ruin things, kind of, you know.
Yeah.
And I think it's a storyline you've seen probably in every sitcom probably that you've ever seen at some point. And so she's they kiss, and she sort of in the script encourages Marty to stay with her that night.
Yeah.
So.
How do you think this page turned out?
Good. I like the. You know, the flow, and I think that this is one of those pages where I think dialogue will help.
Yeah.
But it does sort of, you get a sense that she is using sex to kind of change his opinion, or at least, you know, pollute his mind, or whatever you want to say.
Right.
So.
And I like the effect of them not quite fitting within the panels.
Yeah, and that's something I think Rachel does really well, is she kind of goes beyond the borders.
Yeah.
Not, you know, not overly so, but just enough that I like the fact that we're not sort of combined or confined in the little, you know, here's the little border, and it's all got to fit in there.
Yeah.
I like sometimes when it goes a little beyond that.
Yeah.
And so there's a couple of panels like that here, and I think it works pretty well.
Okay, so a couple more pages.
So
15.
Yes. So
a lot of hatching.
yes. So we're back at their apartment. Again, they live with their Uncle Brian.
Yeah.
And in a previous issue, they've had a little explosion, so their room is kind of messed up.
Yeah.
So Eli is back with yet another whiteboard, drawing on it, drawing the Napoleon Theorem again to summon Professor Theorem so they can complete their conversation they were having. And Mocha is also there. Mocha is concerned as well about Marty.
Yeah.
And so basically there's kind of an uneasiness, I think, between Mocha and Professor Theorem. They both are familiar with Dr. Atlas, and they've heard stories about each other. And, you know, I think there's always a little uneasiness about each other.
Yeah.
And I think that comes through here again. You see Mocha's got her arms folded while they're talking, which is sort of a sign of, you know, kind of stay back.
Yeah.
And so what Eli is trying to do is convince them to help him go and confront the woman, the girlfriend.
Yeah. So I think like I said, there's a lot of patching.
Mm-hmm.
I think that helps with the damage.
Yes, 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 and yes, you're right. There is a lot, and it does give the effect that things were kind of like burned a little bit.
Yeah,
and so yeah, that's really important, I think, for the story.
Yeah,
and you kind of see that the room is being rebuilt because there's construction going on.
Yeah,
and so you know, yeah, but you're right. The hatching does really add a lot to it.
Yeah. Did that kind of turn out the way we wanted?
Yeah, it did. I like there's a panel where you see Professor Theorem coming out of the Theorem. That's her portal.
Yeah.
And that's a nice effect there.
Yeah.
So, they're talking, and then something happens.
The next page.
That's right. And the final page that we're going to review tonight. Suddenly, Uncle Brian enters the room, and Professor Theorem goes back into the portal.
Yeah.
And Mocha becomes invisible. We see her here.
Yeah.
And sort of, you know, they're trying to hide from Uncle Brian.
Yeah.
And he sort of, I heard voices, you know. And he's asking about where Marty is.
Yeah.
And he's, you know, kind of proud that Marty's got a girlfriend, kind of a deal, I think. And because that was, if you read the first book, he was kind of disappointed that they couldn't talk to girls.
Yeah.
And here they both now have girlfriends.
Look at them now.
That's right. Was it 13 issues later? They're... yeah, in relationships. So, and then once he leaves the room, Mocha and Professor Theorem return.
Yes.
So, and again, there's more hatching in the room when we see it, which is, you know, does show damage.
Yeah.
It's a good tool for that. So, I think everything we were looking for, she's done in these pages.
Yeah.
So, what we will do is tell her that they're good, and then she'll send us the tips. And once we decide on a colorist, then we'll have those colored.
Yeah.
And we're making progress on that.
Yes.
So, anyway, I think that's, unless there's something else you want to talk about.
I'm not really sure.
Okay.
See, how long is this?
Okay. So, hopefully that was kind of interesting.
Yeah.
If people like it, maybe we'll do another one later.
Yeah.
Because there's always, this is kind of what goes on for us.
Yeah.
Because I guess I feel like we have the easy job looking at somebody else's hard work and complaining about it or, you know, commenting on it.
Yeah.
Or liking it. So, you know, so anyway, and what's what we get to talk about here?
Yeah.
All right, so until next time, I'm David Hankins.
And I'm Paul Hankins.
And this has been On the Air with Power Squared.